Hello, I'm Adam, and welcome to Tales from the Potting Bench, a gardening podcast of stories with people from right across the horticultural landscape and beyond. Now, usually you'd hear me talking to a gardener, a houseplant expert, or someone else directly linked with the plant world. However, this time is a little bit different, because in this conversation I'm joined by someone from a company that I use and love and also think that you'll enjoy too. This is our chance to discuss their products and tell you exactly why they're worth talking about. In this episode, I'm joined by James from a company called Plant Surge. Now, you may have seen Plant Surge on Instagram or at various flower shows over the last few years, but not fully understand their product. Their device is set to revolutionise the gardening industry, and this is mine and James's chance to explain just how that's going to happen. This is one that you really need to hear to believe. Enjoy. So, at this point in the podcast, I usually ask, who are you and what do you do? But this time, I'm asking, who are you and where are you from?
My name is James McDonald. I'm from a company called EcoCamel Limited, and we manufacture and design a Plant Surge soft garden water treatment system.
So that, for me, I know what that is. I use it and it works brilliantly, and we'll get into all of the amazing things about it. But for anyone that hasn't heard of Plant Surge, what is it? What is the simplest way that you can tell people what it is?
That's a great question. About 4 years ago, I went to visit my friend, or my colleague, actually, he's a friend and a colleague. We're partners in EcoCamel. And for years, we've been making a home descaler, you know, using magnets which fitted on copper pipes to inhibit the limescape. So I went down to see him, as I do every year or two. And he had said to me he'd seen some amazing research that just came from Australia. Where commercial farmers, and we're talking about huge acreage, 30,000 acres of melons, 25,000 acres of strawberries, and hundreds of thousands of acres of grapes, they had fitted in line into the huge piping system, magnetic water treatment devices. And the results were phenomenal. They were also being studied by universities in Queensland, where it's very dry and there's drought conditions.
Sure.
And we looked at the science, because I'm basically a nutrition scientist. I'm not a gardener. I'm a nutrition scientist and an organic food therapist. That's okay. What I do. So when it comes to plants, Adam, I'm sorry. I should put a disclaimer in.
Yeah, you should.
I know what an orchid is. That's about my limit.
Oh, I see.
So basically, he said, look, I've just been testing it on my own garden, because he's a great grower. He's got kitchen garden crops. Mm. And I've noticed that with the descaler, because it wasn't the Plant Surge at this time, it was just a bunch of magnets on a hose pipe. And he said, look at the results. We looked at his tomatoes. He had more flowering than the year before, which gave him a bit more fruit. The sunflowers, he grew sunflowers, because it grows beautifully down there. Petals were bigger. There were far more petals, more lush. And he said, look, I think there's something in this. I've seen the research, but this is the first time I've tried it. So I said, well, that's great. So I what do you expect? He said, look, can you go and test it for me? I said, well, what do you expect me to do? I work with World Superbike motorbikes and the riders. I don't know. But anyway, so it was hilarious. So I came back and thought, you know what? I'm interested in that, because I looked at the science again and I thought, magnetic energy, magnetic fields. And I realized that the world actually is one giant dipole magnet, as a North Pole and South Pole. And electromagnetic forces guide our livestock. The forest can't grow without them. So I thought, okay, look at some more science. And I thought, well, what do I do? You know, English gardeners, I don't know these guys.
Yeah.
So we made a pre-production model of metal. I think you were one of the very first gardeners.
Yeah, I've still got that one, yeah.
Yeah, so I did something crazy. I came back and I selected three. They gave me 300 products. I asked for 300 pre-production test products to give away to gardeners. You were one of the first, Lisa Allison, Lovely Greens, Tanya. They were all involved. And I sent one to you guys and I said, look, no obligation. You try it, and if it's a load of rubbish, tell me. And if you like, tell me. And so, well, 3 months later or 4 months later, wow, this thing really works.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if many of them believed or knew how it worked, but they saw it worked.
But it worked, yeah.
But it worked. And so we were then faced with, well, okay, we've got all these gardeners telling us that it actually works. So what do we do? And I'm not a marketeer. I'm more of a scientist side. So a lot of the work we do with EcoCamel is based on unraveling the science and turning the scientific papers into layman's language.
Of course.
And then that's kind of the history of it. And then from there, we just decided, well, let's just do something with this product.
I think it's when you go back to that very kind of start point with that, you know, that polytunnel and the plants that it was on initially. What was the so the reason that it was on the watering system there was not for this purpose though, was it? Was that for hard water?
Well, no, it wasn't for hard water.
Right.
Actually, it's a good, no, it wasn't for hard water. We knew it benefited crops,
Right,
in
okay.
kitchen garden crops, but he's my partner's wife, Dinka, said she was a dahlia grower.
Right.
So she thought, oh well, come on guys, if you're trying it, I've got to try it. So she put it on the end of a hose pipe and she started watering her dahlias and all her flowering plants.
Right.
Then we realized, she said, look, the blooms are bigger, definitely bigger, because I know my plants. So essentially, but then when we came back, it wasn't for live scale. In fact, it's only after a year that we thought, hold on a second, it's inhibiting the live scale, because Lisa Allison, one of the growers up north, she was the one that came to us and said, look, it's not scaling up my roots. But and a lot of, especially in the south where I live in Hampshire, they have terribly hard water. And so
Sure.
we thought, well, hold on a second. Well, it is a descaler, because it came from the original home descaler.
Yeah.
So, and we only added that in as a sort of a benefit, I guess, a bit later in the process. But I think one of the first things I decided to do was, hey, I can tell you, Adam, this is a great product. I can show you more tomatoes on a plant and stronger root growth, root ball. But I thought, no, we need something more validated. So I went to Michael Perry, and Michael said, look, I can give you the name of someone who runs independent testing. You know, they work with Thomson Morgan. And so I thought, oh, that's a big company. They must be important. So I went to Chris Wiley from So Successful Limited, and I said, Chris, can you please run independent tests for us? And he said, yeah, I'll do it. Took 6 months, and the results were amazing. It's almost too good to be true
Yeah,
scenario again.
100%. What did he test it on? What plants did he test it
He
on, do you
used
know?
25 varieties, half indoors. Orchids was one he used.
Yeah.
I was fascinated. That's all I grow is orchids.
Yeah, yeah.
But actually, the results he got were really significant on all the plants, both indoor and outdoor, you know, including violas and pansies, you know, the popular all flowering plants. 82% more flowering from the plant surge magnetic water than the used tap water.
82%. Do you know this is the thing, right? And we're going to get into this, and it's not as though it's something that, you know, potentially increases your plant's growth by 5% or 10%. It's got like a negligible amount. We're talking insane results, really, aren't we?
We are, but listen to the next, which absolutely, I fell off my chair. Violas and pansies, which I don't grow myself, but I think they're really popular, and they 400% more flowers. Now, the first thing I did was I said, right, I'll have those test results back. So I then contacted two or three growers of pansies, you know, edible flower growers. Ben Wild, a wonderful man who grows edible flowers from Wild Green Farms in North Yorkshire, said, all right, lad, he said, with his pretty strong Yorkshire accent,
Good
I'll have some of
impression.
that. Yeah, I'll have some of that. And it was like, and he found in his growing cycle that using two plant surges across, he was 25,000 plants
Right.
growing under his, you know, greenhouse. And they started to flower 5 days quicker than the control at the time, which was tap water. So he was watering most with tap water, but he watered about 10,000 plants with plant surge magnetic treatment.
Right.
And 5 days faster, 6 days faster, come to flowering, which meant that he could increase his yield, which meant that he can help his bottom line. And that was fast. So he basically, when we finally manufactured a rail unit, you know, proper something that didn't take your finger off. I think
Yeah.
probably the original one I sent you, it was a metal one. If you
Do you
didn't put
know, it's funny though, because we said this at Malvern. I still had the original one on my
Oh, do
hosepipe
you?
until Malvern.
Well,
Yeah, I've changed it now because you've given me the new one. But
you.
I've had that for, I was trying to think about this yesterday. I've had that for, I don't know how long has that been? 2 years?
Oh, three years, I
Two
think.
three years.
Two, 3 years,
And I mean, I'm gonna talk about my own results in a minute, but
yes.
I think it's worth just delving into the science a little bit, because I think the part of the problem with this, and I'm being totally candid, and I think we've talked about this in person over the phone and stuff before, and I've talked about this with people. I've talked about it with Chris, I've talked about it with Lisa in the past as well. And I think the thing with this is, and this is me just being totally honest, is that you see it and you think, no way. Absolutely no way. That's nonsense. That's not going to work. And I was really, and we had the idea to talk about this on the podcast, because I think there's an element of this where I just want to kind of shout about this genuinely and say, this actually bloody works. There's something in this. So I've seen the results, and I'll talk about those in a minute. But why does it work? So that, I know we talked about magnets. So what is it that's actually happening with this? Because you pop it on your hosepipe, you pop it on your watering can, you pop it on, and you just go about your business. You don't have to do anything. You just stick it on, and it works. But why does it work, James?
There's so much science. When I started delving around this science, and I saw many dozens of really good scientific peer-reviewed studies on magnetic water and plant growth. But I still didn't understand, because the scientists didn't say how it worked. Just said we've conducted, double-blind studies on plants and controllers, but they didn't say how it worked.
Sure.
And so I had to go to Professor Coey, who is the eminent magnetoculture specialist in the world. He's at Dublin, Trinity College Dublin. I looked at Professor Coey's studies on magnetic water. There, I then discovered how, according to Professor Coey's work, really quite a breakthrough for me, and its explanation of plants. So when you clamp the plants onto any flowing water, it could be water butt water, doesn't matter, what, as long as it's flowing, it produces magnetic fields. And it's two things that Professor Coey absolutely proved in his studies, was magnetic fields actually increase the surface area of the water,
Right.
okay? And it also increases the viscosity of the water, which means it flows a lot easier.
Sure.
But it's the surface area. Larger surface area means that more minerals combine. Now, when I saw the differences in plant growth, I was staggered. For instance, sweet peas. Gardeners sent us back photographs of sweet peas, and even your foxgloves, which you'll explain in a minute. I thought, how's that happening? But then, if you think, by increasing the surface area, minerals combine. As long as they're in the water, they'll bind. More minerals will bind. That'll get into the root system, and that'll get into the plant cell.
Sure.
But then, and the viscosity is improved, which means the water can flow a lot easier. It's like, would you rather water your plants with honey or water? Well, you take water. But then there was a third element, which was the limescale element. So there's two reasons why limescale. Well, first of all, plants love hard water. They hate the scale, because the scale clogs up the root system and makes the nutrient intake very inefficient.
Sure.
And plants don't. So what magnetic fields do, and I'll keep it simple, is they alter the scale-causing crystal called calcite to aragonite, which is a softer, powdery. So by altering the ratio so there's more aragonite to calcite, which means there's less scale-forming carbonate crystals. So the
Sure.
calcium stays in solution, doesn't scale, but it stays in solution and runs in through the water and into the root system, not as scale, but as calcium carbonate in a powdered form. So that's sort of the basic
That's the
science. So,
basic of the science of it. I
yeah.
think this is the thing, is that because I can't say this any other way, really, except for that you see a thing and you see it and it says, this is magnets and it makes your plants grow bigger. When we boil it down to what we're saying here, that sounds like nonsense, doesn't it? It absolutely sounds like nonsense. But
Totally,
it
Adam. But yeah, I agree with you.
but it isn't. And I'm going to talk about the foxgloves now, because you sent it me, and I remember having that reaction of, okay, not sure about this. Let's give it a go, see what happens. And I remember sticking it on my hose pipe and then thinking, okay, well, I'm gonna test this in the best way that I possibly can. Far from a scientist, far from a controlled situation, but I tried to keep it as controlled as I could. Same, exactly the same pots, exactly the same bag of compost. Not even two different bags. It was exactly the same bag of compost. Same foxglove seed from the same packet. There were no other variables. They were all in exactly the same location. As controlled as the same amount of sunlight as could possibly get. They were literally in a row. Then I watered two with. So I took it as far as I possibly could. I watered two with the hose pipe that had got plant surge on it, and then I watered two with tap water. But I took the tap water from a different tap, so it wasn't even kind of coming through the hose pipe that the magnets had been near or anything like that.
Couldn't be
Completely different.
contaminated with
Completely,
magnetic water.
yeah, exactly. As controlled as it possibly could have been, and the results could not have been clearer. So for anyone that's listening, I'll put the photo of my foxgloves on the post on Instagram. If you didn't see it when I did it, 2, 3 years ago.
And the two that I did with Plantsed were, I mean, very, very visually different. Very, you know, literally double the size. Yes. And then when they flowered, annoyingly, I didn't take any photos of them when they flowered, but the flower, you know, as they grew, they remained double the size. They were, you know, were double the height, more flowers, and it was very, very clear. And since then, I've not done any tests since then, purely because I've left it on my hose pipe. Thought I'm going to water everything with it, and there's no reason to take it off. It doesn't inhibit the way that you water. It doesn't change anything with your hose pipe or whatsoever. And I think that, I'm going to shut up in a minute, but I think that is the beauty of this, is that you pop it on your hose pipe, you do nothing. You carry on your gardening as you would. You water, and that's it. And it works for you. Like, you don't have to do anything. And I think that when I had it, that was really worth a punt and worth a try, because there was no risk. It wasn't going to make things any worse. And it has very clearly, very, very clearly worked.
Well, yes. And I think when you have very professional growers actually using your product, for me, Adam, it almost doesn't matter what the science is about. If you're a gardener or a grower and you put the plant search and you see your plants flower 5 days quicker, or, you know, you get more yield, your strawberries suddenly get bigger. I mean, in fact, after Malvern, we had a lot of interesting growers. And one of them was a strawberry grower called Primrose Vale. I think they're based in Cheltenham. And he said, look, I'm going to put your magnets onto, and I said, well, how many strawberry plants are you going to water? Oh, thousands. So I said, oh, crikey, I've never done any trials on strawberries. So he connected two plant searches the next day onto 1,000 plants. That's a row of 1,000, so it's 2,000 plants he's watering.
Yeah.
30,000 plants will be watered in the control, which is tap water. So, and all he wants to do is get bigger strawberries. He doesn't want lower strawberries, he just wants bigger strawberries. I know he'll get bigger strawberries.
Yeah.
And he's pretty certain he'll get some bigger strawberries.
Yeah.
So, you know, even when that study is finished, and he then films it and says, I'm the owner of Primrose Vale, my strawberries are much bigger, you'll still get the doubting Harry. So
You will. And I think, you know, you could do anything and you'll get that. But the thing for me is I know Chris from So Successful personally. You know, he's a good friend, and I trust everything that he does, and he does everything in such a professional way. And because of that Thompson and Morgan background, as you say, you know, he's a really, really, really credible member of the kind of the horticultural community.
Yes.
And the fact that he says it works is absolutely, if I hadn't used it, that's absolutely enough for me to know that this works. So for anyone that hasn't seen it, because I think you've been out there a bit, and I think a lot of people may have heard of you. For anyone that hasn't seen it and would really like to try one, where do they get their hands on one?
Available online at plantsearch.co.uk.
I think this all builds a brilliant case for people just knowing that this works. It just does.
Absolutely.
I can't say it any other way.
It's natural. It's non-toxic, and that's one of the good responses we got back from gardeners, like Tanya, who's a wonderful gardener. She's from Lovely Greens. Adore her, love her. And she said to me, the first thing when I sent her one was, all right, James, thank you very much. But the benefit for me right now is it's all non-toxic.
Yeah.
And it's natural. So it can't do my plants any harm.
No.
She had the same skepticism as you did.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm not sure about it. But you know what? It's non-toxic.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's also great for organic gardens.
Yeah.
So if you're into sustainability, you know, we made it with ocean recycled plastic. It's like, well, let's do something. Sustainability is really critical for our planet.
Yeah.
And so we kind of went down to the ocean, and we were actually, interestingly enough, we were researching a whole bunch of new products. We got a watering can, built-in plant search watering can, so you don't have to clip it on. The magnet's built in. That's coming soon. We've got water butt adapters coming. We've got a whole bunch of things. Yes.
If you had to sum up Plant Surge in one sentence, how would you describe it?
Well, I would say it's a magnetic water treatment system that creates more abundant plants, gives more flowering, and increases yield, basically. So those are the three key areas. And it's an easy clip-on system. It's so simple. It just lasts forever. It's lifetime. It's a basically lifetime product. You buy it, you clip it on, and 20 years later, it's still on your pipe. And it could be a gardener's best friend, Adam, as well.
Oh, I think so. Do you know, I think you need to rebrand it as the gardener's best friend.
<We'll do it. laughs> Now, I already know that lots of you will have been intrigued by the device before, but now you've listened, you'll be wanting to get your own. But luckily, I've got an exclusive discount code for you to buy your very own to give your plants a boost. You can use the code ADAM10 on plantsurge.co.uk to get 10% off and free postage. I do hope you've enjoyed this unique episode of the podcast, and there will be more of these in the coming months. If there's a company or a brand that you'd like to hear more from or get to know better, let me know. Until then, you can follow me on Instagram at viewfromthepottingbench to see what I'm up to in my garden, or visit viewfromthepottingbench.com to read my blog and much more.